Took a bit of time, but it turned out alright in the end, I suppose, 4-0.
Yeah, well, I think the first goal was pretty crucial, but the way they'd set up, I spoke to Mark before it, and he's in the midst of an injury crisis so early in the season, so, I mean, the kid going off there at the end, I really feel for him, because that could be any club at any time. You know, he got lost four lads on crutches.
That's
in
right, yeah.
1 week, it's
yeah.
like... You know, cause he's a smashing fella, and it's a good club, and they try to play football in the right way, you know. And you know, I feel for him, but from our point of view, you know, the complacency—not so much complacency, but the switching off that we've seen in the previous two games—didn't seem evident today. It seemed as though we were ready and willing to go on and score more. And I thought we controlled the game from minute one. Really needed to pass the ball a bit quicker. Definitely in the first half, you know, it's okay being patient, but you've still got to pass the ball at a tempo, and I don't think we did that in the first half. When we started to do that, you know, the gap started to open up, because you know it's very difficult for a team to go, you know, with 45 minutes without really having a touch of the ball, just being moved around. So from that aspect, it's pleasing. You know, fitness levels look good, and it gave me a chance to rest a couple, you know, ahead of Mondays, and get some of a feel that might be involved on Monday as well.
Yeah, because a couple of those were carrying Wolfie and Carlos were carrying Sly Knox, weren't they?
They were, yeah. And you know, we've got another game now in 48 hours, so it's going to be, you know, I'll have to look at the mis-selection of the team on Monday, with you know, the thing in mind of we've had a tough game today.
And just taking it in seasons at three games, three out of three, it's nothing you can't do any better, obviously. And
no,
clean sheet today was obviously important.
Monday's another day.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm not going to bore with any cliches or anything like that. But it's true.
And Kyle, 100th appearance today, and he scored two.
Yeah, fantastic. And I said to him there, if we'd have got a penalty, what would you have done? He said, I took it. So I didn't tell him that I wasn't going to let him take it. Yeah, really pleased for him. Anybody who stays at a club and makes 100 appearances, you know, has done a good job. And Kyle, you know, showed his leadership qualities today again. With the two goals he scored, but also defensively, I thought he was excellent.
I'm looking forward very, very, really to Monday. Witten have come up and they're looking good, and they've got a good Titchener and Tuck up front.
We've got plenty for that. They'll need to worry about. Yeah. You know, we'll go out and set our style out as best we can, and as long as lads put the effort in, whatever happens, I won't have any questions.
Exactly. Cheers, Cal.
Cheers.
Finally, for FC United, on Bank Holiday Monday, the Reds travelled to Witten Albion. Despite taking a first-half lead through an excellent Nicky Platt strike, the home side equalised through Ben Harrison on 55 minutes. Here's the goals.
Steady. Johnson down the right-hand side now with an opportunity. Can he get the ball into a decent delivery? Towards the back
post.
This should be a goal, and it...
It turned out all right in the end, I suppose, 4-0.
Yeah, well, I think the first goal was pretty crucial, but the way they'd set up, I spoke to Mark before it, and he's in the midst of an injury crisis so early in the season, so, I mean, the kid going off there at the end, I really feel for him, because that could be any club at any time. You know, he got lost four lads on crutches.
That's
in
right, yeah.
1 week, it's
yeah.
like... You know, because he's a smashing fella, and it's a good club, and they try to play football in the right way, you know, and, you know, I feel for him, but from our point of view, you know, the complacency, not so much complacency, but the switching off that we've seen in the previous two games didn't seem evident today. It seemed as though we were ready and willing to go on and score more, and I thought we controlled the game from minute one, really. Needed to pass the ball a bit quicker. Definitely in the first half, you know, it's okay being patient, but you've still got to pass the ball at a tempo, and I don't think we did that in the first half. When we started to do that, you know, the gap started to open up, because you know it's very difficult for a team to go, you know, with 45 minutes without really having a touch of the ball, just being moved around. So from that aspect, it's pleasing. You know, the fitness levels look good, and it gave me a chance to rest a couple, you know, ahead of Mondays, and get some of a feel that might be involved on Monday as well.
Yeah, because a couple of those were carrying Wolfie and Carlos were carrying Sly Knox, weren't they?
They were, yeah. And you know, we've got another game now in 48 hours, so it's going to be, you know, I'll have to look at the mis-selection of the team on Monday, with you know.